Hello.
Hello, this is Taisha calling with XPO. I'm returning a call back, and who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Stanley Nelson.
Okay. And the phone number I'm calling on, is that the number associated to your delivery?
Correct.
Okay, I'm pulling that up for you. Just one moment. Okay, thank you so much for holding. I was able to pull that ticket up for you. What would be the delivery address in the email?
No, that's not the problem. Here's the problem, ma'am. I don't know if you can help me or not, but they call. The problem is the products, both products, the washer and the fridge, has been delivered. It was delivered 2 days ago. The issue I have here is that Home Depot advised me of the hookup for the water and the ice machine on the outside of the fridge that it would cost $69. They would have an individual from Home Depot come out here, analyze the situation, then call a plumber to fix it and make it work. Now, I paid the $69. Someone called me Wednesday or Thursday and told me that they would call me Friday, which is today, to inform me what time Saturday they'll be out here, because they said Saturday they'll be out here. Now, I assume that was one of your people that you work with. If not, then I'd like to know if someone coming Saturday or what's going on, or do I have to go back to Home Depot and start raising hell?
I can take a look over your ticket. I'll just need you to verify the delivery address and the email.
Well, the email I don't have with me. The address is 725 Northwest 49th Street, Miami, 33127.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. So I am seeing that this ticket's from Home Depot, and it was for the delivery of a washer and a refrigerator.
Correct.
Okay. Yes, sir. So unfortunately, the last bit of information that I'm seeing for you is currently showing that the last date was on the 13th.
That's the delivery date, correct?
Yes, sir. So that's the only information that we have in regards with this ticket. And on our end is showing that this has been delivered and that was on the 13th.
So that's the only part. Then I was just returning a call that showed up in my phone, which was your number. Now, maybe I was wrong. I assumed that you was calling me in reference to the extra $69 that I paid Home Depot to have someone come out and hook up
Okay.
for the ice maker and the water on the refrigerator. Now, am I wrong in assuming that y'all handle that, or do I have to go back to Home Depot for that?
Well, no, sir. There's something that we should handle, but there is a different department that handle installs for appliances at Home Depot. And you said that's for an ice maker and the water?
Yes, the outside water on a fridge, you know, that you put your cup on, the outside of it that you don't have to open it up, and the ice machine that you use, that it needs to be hooked up to a water line, be run from your sink to the refrigerator. And they charged me $69 to have someone come out and do it, and I paid them. Now, I'm just trying to find out when someone, they told me they called me Friday, which is today, and they'll let me know what time Saturday they'll be out. And I assumed that that was y'all who was calling me. Now, if that's not, then I got another problem that I need to go back to Home Depot and find out what the hell is going on.
Yes, sir. So I'm going to try transferring you first over to the correct department that normally handle those installs for Home Depot. I'm not saying that it's not in the system. It's the only thing that I'm allowed to pull up in my system. I don't have the skill for that particular department, so I wouldn't be able to pull up that information.
Well,
I
let
can
me
get
hold
you...
on. Before you do that, I don't mean to cut you off. I just want to tell you something. This is the second time I talked to an individual. You seem to be a little more helpful than the last lady I talked to. She switched me over. She switched me over to someone who was with GE. This is a Samsung. And the person at GE for the installation told me, we don't do that. We don't handle it. They gave you the wrong number. I'm hoping the same thing don't happen. That's all.
Oh, yes, sir. So, well, I was almost trained on this skill, but it just didn't work out. So I didn't end up getting the skills, but it's for Home Depot and Best Buy installs. I was trained for it, but it was never added.
Okay, then if you can switch me over to a department that will answer my questions and make me happy, I would surely appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I'll do that for you. That's everything for you today?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling XPO, and I hope you have a great day. One moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome.